Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Cinda Baxter. Cinda, tell us about you and your organization.
Well, the 350 Project really sprung out of my past experience as a retailer and my passion for all things that are small business. So the 350 is a consumer awareness campaign to remind us to think of three places we don't want to love, go in and spend a little money, and then just commit $50 of our current budget each month to small businesses that are locally owned, independent.
Yeah. What about other things that you're doing? What else are you doing?
Well, I'm really tickled. About a year ago, we launched a mobile app called Look Local. That's not like anything else out there. It's the first national app.
How do I get it? LookLocal.com?
If you go to the 350project.net, on our landing page, you'll see a piece about it.
The 350project.net. Go ahead.
Correct. And it's available for free to download, and if you're a merchant, free to be listed.
Look Local. All right. Yeah. I like that. Yep. Good for you. Well done.
It's in the iPhone store now, and we were supposed to have the Android version out today, so the developer and I are going to have a little conversation on Monday morning.
I have to have a little prayer meeting with them on Monday, won't you?
Yeah, the outlook for that Android version really soon.
But see, the thing that you're just telling us about is perfectly setting us up for what I wanted to talk about in this last segment about small businesses. Folks, you just heard us saying that you have to be competitive, but you don't have to be the price leader. You don't have to have all the product array. You can have less than the product array of the big box companies, but you gotta provide an experience, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing that the definition of a competitiveness in the age of the customer in the 21st century is changing. But what's really taking hold is the concept of relevance, Cinda. And what you just described, your smartphone app, is not being competitive. That's being relevant. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it really comes down to recognizing the fact that the American consumer, you're going to always have an aging issue. You're going to have some consumers that they're going to age off the top end of where your product lines are or what your restaurant serves. And you're going to have new customers coming in to backfill from the youthful age. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to realize is that median group that most of us are addressing, they're very technologically savvy.
Yep.
And so things like having Look Local on their phone where they can just pull up a map and see who next to them is local.
But when they click on your business, it doesn't need to go to a website that requires a big screen to see it.
And you do not want to necessarily get in the mindset that you have to sell online, because that's not the case either.
That's not necessarily what they want. They just want handy information, don't they?
Yep. There are three retailers in particular that I've worked with that I think are extraordinary. There's a store in Little Newport, Arkansas. It's called Darling's Fine Things. It's a gift store. And Newport, Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken, the population is somewhere around like 7,000 to 8,000. And Jamie Darling has a third of the local population as fans on her Facebook page. 30% of the town is on her page, and it's because she continually is posting up messages and photos of the new items that just came in and has turned it into an experience.
And she probably doesn't sell anything online.
She doesn't sell direct online, but she found a way to use her Facebook page so people can set up an account. And they can go ahead and order things on account and then have everything taken care of. You know, so I look at her, I look at the store owners like Julie Horowitz Jackson, who has a store called Vertu in the Bucktown neighborhood in Chicago, and she uses social media and her blog in ways to not only talk about the business, but she opens up and talks about her personal life.
But what she's doing is she's being relevant by providing information and connection. She's not really selling the old-fashioned way in what she does.
Well, she is, but differently. She's maintaining those personal conversations without having to take all the personality out of them.
She's
just using technology as a pipeline.
And the attraction of the content. Here's what she's doing, and I think is really powerful. And this is, folks, this is really important when you're working in communities like Cindy's describing, these online communities. Serve first, sell second.
Exactly. And allow yourself
to be personal.
That's
what I mean by not doing it the old-fashioned way. You know, when a salesperson called on you, you expect them to sell you something. When you go to someone's community through some of the social media, you expect to be served first and then sold.
Right, and you know, looking back at my childhood, I grew up in a fairly rural community in Nebraska, and there was a store called the Blossom Shop that was lovely gifts owned by two lovely women. And what I remember, and the reason that I love stores like this to this day, it wasn't what they had on the shelf. There are very few things I can tell you that were things I remember them having on the shelf. So when we came in, those two women knew us kids' names, knew what we were doing in school, and they adopted all of us.
They loved you up, and that's what small business is all about. Main Street Small Businesses, thank you for doing all the things you do. Cindy, thanks for helping them, and we'll see you next time.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jim.
The 350project.net. Folks, check that out and find that out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.